USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FAA has grounded a drone that was shooting video of up to 11,000 illegal immigrants sheltering under a bridge along the border with Mexico. The FAA putting a two-week flight restriction over Del Rio, Texas, late Thursday. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says people need to know what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people struggling enormously.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to a AAA survey, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline up 0.3 cents to $3.19 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
A number of Americans and Afghan allies in the U.S. remain in Afghanistan. One woman who gave her name as Julie has been a U.S. citizen for at least 16 years is still there. She spoke about how she's feeling with Fox News.
I just plan to get married here to have life with my family and get back there. The Taliban coming and everything is changing.
Almost half of Americans are still unvaccinated against COVID-19, and the CDC is doing everything they can to get more shots in people's arms. Northwestern Medicine Infectious Disease Professor Dr. Robert Murphy explains what's being done during the White House coronavirus briefing.
Our COVID-19 community corps and other local organizations are doubling down on their outreach, doing town halls and having the one-on-one conversations that we know are critical to getting people the information they need about vaccines.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
On Thursday, President Biden delivered remarks regarding leveling the playing field in the economy to give the middle class a break. The president calling on big corporations to pay their fair share of taxes. The president even saying that wealthy people are paying less in taxes than the middle class. When it comes to the president's tax plan, Stephen Moore, who advised former President Donald Trump on his economic agenda, tells Fox News,
"Well, I'm just surprised. I thought that we elected Joe Biden, not Bernie Sanders and AOC. It's the far left wing agenda that was articulated yesterday. By the way, there's no surprise, Dana, that the tax writing committees are coming up with their plan, and it doesn't just hit people who make over $400,000. It hits these are their own numbers. It hits anyone who makes over $40,000. So that's probably about 95% of the people who are watching the show. This is a tax on the American dream. It's a tax on success. There was no growth message about how we're going to create jobs, how we're going to make America a more prosperous place. I hated the speech."
A test pilot for the Boeing 737 MAX is reportedly facing federal charges for allegedly misleading regulators about safety issues with the plane. The Wall Street Journal reporting test pilot Mark Faulkner will face prosecution in the coming weeks. Faulkner was the test pilot during the development of the 737 MAX, which had issues with its flight control system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.